Archers for the week 12 to 17 November 2000.
David, I felt so sorry for him.
It really shook his confidence.
Yeah, which wasn't very high to start with.
He's exhausted, that's the trouble.
Why couldn't Elizabeth just let him think it was Dad's idea?
Exactly what else?
He wouldn't have taken it half so badly.
She just doesn't seem to care if she hurts people's feelings.
No. David knows perfectly well things have gone wrong.
Of course he does.
And it was actually quite a good idea to get the consultant in.
Even Ruth thought so.
Though I gather David hasn't told her it was Elizabeth's idea.
Yeah. He's coming back again tomorrow.
The consultant?
Yes.
Does Elizabeth know?
Well, I certainly haven't told her. Oh, I do wish she wouldn't interfere like this.
Oh, well, come next week, she won't be able to.
That's what I can't understand, Shula. You'd think she had enough worries of her own, wouldn't you, with this operation coming up?
Yes, you would.
She said anything to you about it?
No, not a word.
Not to me. She seems more preoccupied with the health of our cows.
Well, maybe that's the point.
What?
Displacement activity.
Oh.
You know, so that she can avoid thinking about
Boy. Hello.
Hello, Auntie Peggy. Lovely to see you.
Welcome back to St. Stephen's.
This isn't the first time I've been back.
No, of course.
It's a while since you came to a service.
Yes, but... Well, Janet asked me very particularly, with it being Remembrance Sunday.
Oh, are you going to speak?
Yes, I'm going to talk a bit about my memories of the war.
Your days in the ATS?
Not exactly, no. I was thinking about it and, well, I had rather a good time in the ATS, actually.
Yes, we know.
I was posted out of London, you see. It was when I went home to the East End.
Oh, yes, of course.
And Jack had a similar experience, of course, going home to Birmingham.
Is he going to speak as well?
Yes, he... Oh, where's he gone?
He's over there with George.
George is like me, too young to have been involved.
Morning.
Oh, hello. How's the ankle?
Oh, much better, thanks.
You're driving again?
Yes, thank goodness.
I thought you enjoyed being chauffeured round the place.
Well, it has its advantages, and everyone was very kind, but...
What?
Well, some people do have rather a fixation about punctuality, don't they?
Oh, yes.
My lift always seemed to turn up when I was in the middle of breakfast. My church warden practically caught me in the shower one morning.
Ever thought of getting up a bit earlier?
I know, I do try. My mother tells me I was born a fortnight late.
And you've been struggling to catch up ever since.
Something like that. Although, I'll have you know, I've been up since 6:30 this morning. I've already done one service.
Well, I'm going back to bed.
You mean you're not coming to church?
Afraid not, no. I just popped out to buy the Sunday papers.
Right.
But I am on call this weekend, so you may be sure that as soon as I snuggle down under the duvet, my bleeper will go.
My heart bleeds.
You choose to work on Sundays.
Yes, and duty calls.
Oh, before you rush off, you know that idea of Hayley's?
What idea?
The calendar.
Oh, yes.
Evidently, she went home and talked to Roy about it, and he's volunteered.
To bear all?
Yeah. Siobhan and I were at Grey Gables last night. Well, she thinks it's a brilliant idea, by the way.
Well, would you do it?
What?
Strip off.
Good heavens, no. Nobody would want to see me naked. Anyway, I'm far too scrawny. You want chaps with muscles like Roy Tucker.
Roy's definitely said yes, has he?
That's right. I pinned him down last night at Grey Gables. He's perfectly willing to disrobe for a worthy cause.
Well, I'm amazed.
So, what do you say? Shall we go for it?
Well, I mean, one volunteer, it's not much to go on, is it?
That's a start.
I can't honestly believe that we'll find 12.
Oh, ye of little faith.
And a man in Air Force uniform was standing in the midst of the rubble. And I recognised him as Stanley Blackett, who was in the year above me at school. It was his grandmother's house that had taken the direct hit. Shortly after that, I got married and came to live in Ambridge. And I thought I was saying goodbye to all that. But there was a man lived alone in a rough hut in Littleton Cover. He'd lived there ever since the Blitz on Coventry, when his house had been destroyed, with his wife inside it. And that's what I can never forget about the war. The faces of those people who'd lost the ones they loved the most, and yet somehow had to go on living. Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy. And thank you, everyone, who has shared their memories with us. Now let us pray. And let us remember, particularly in our prayers, those people around the world today still suffering the awful consequences of war. The people of Sierra Leone, of Chechnya, Kosovo, Kashmir, the Middle East.
What, to the waist?
No, no, the lot.
Completely naked?
Yeah.
You're joking?
Well, obviously you'd be standing behind something or holding some strategically placed object.
What?
But, you know, like a pint of beer or a cricket bat.
You're winding me up, aren't you?
No, I'm perfectly serious. It's for a very good cause.
It should have to be.
Any workout, you've got a good body. Flaunt it.
Flattery will get you nowhere. I'm not stripping to the buff in the middle of winter and exposing my all to the gawping masses.
No, no, no gawping masses.
Too old.
Just a photographer, and you're not too old.
Oh, you're doing it then, are you?
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Caroline.
He's not too old, is he, Caroline?
For what?
He's trying to persuade me to do a striptease.
No, it's for a very worthy cause. Roy Tucker's going to do it.
Roy Tucker is 30 years younger than me.
You'd buy a calendar featuring a dozen naked men, wouldn't you, Caroline?
Well...
Not if they were middle-aged men, or to know better, you wouldn't.
I'm quite partial to middle-aged men, actually.
You see?
But, changing the subject completely, could you spare me 5 minutes, do you think, Sid?
Yes.
I thought before the pub gets busy.
You want to talk about...
Yes.
Oh, OK, if I can just...
Yes, yes, of course, carry on.
And a gin and tonic, was it?
Please.
Ice and lemon?
Please. And, Siobhan, do you want... Oh.
Oh, she's just outside, talking to Graham Ryder.
Who?
The agent for Borchester Land.
Ah.
He's trying to persuade her to come out hunting.
Oh, he'll have a job.
And, how about you?
What?
When are we going to see you out on the hunt?
No, you shouldn't mock the afflicted.
You're never one of these hunt protesters, are you?
No, I just have a problem with horses, that's all.
What sort of problem?
They don't like me.
Oh.
I'm sure if you had a few more lessons.
It's the horses who need the lessons, not me. Oh, and I'll have a packet of salted peanuts and some plain crisps, please.
Somebody was telling me there's a new master of foxhound.
So I've heard, yeah.
So old what's-his-name's hanging up his horn?
Oh, no, he'll die in the saddle. But there's somebody new being taken on as joint master.
Uh-huh. Who's that, then?
I don't know.
That's £4.30, please.
Thanks, Sid.
Somebody new to the district, apparently.
Thank you so much.
Was it all right?
It was wonderful. Very moving.
It brought it all back.
As if it happened yesterday.
Well, it's like Jack said. I have terrible difficulty remembering what happened last week or last month. But I can recall every detail of the war years.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I didn't know any of that about Jack's family.
No.
It was heartbreaking.
He'll talk about when he was a boy on the streets of Stirchley. But he hardly ever mentions what happened later. And you forget how badly Birmingham was hit by the bombing.
Oh, it's so difficult to imagine. I mean, we all know about the war, but... Well, to have actually had to live through it day after day.
What I find strange is... Well, for my generation, the war shaped our lives. But for young people today, it's ancient history. Mm-hmm. You might as well be talking about the Boer War.
That's precisely why I wanted you to speak at the service. Keep those memories alive, remind people of the reality.
Yes.
Oh, goodness, I better go. Got to be in Pennyhassett for lunch. But thank you so much, Peggy. I'm really very grateful. And I hope we'll see you at St. Stephen's again.
Well, we'll see.
Bye, Jill. Bye, Sheila.
Oh, we need to talk about Christmas.
Oh, yes, I know. I'll give you a ring.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Now, where's Jack got to?
He's over there with Marjorie.
Oh, yes. Oh, by the way, Sheila, I have a cupboard full of tins of cat food.
Oh.
Could I give them to you, do you think?
Oh, yes, of course.
Or are your cats fussy about what they eat?
Oh, no, no, they'll eat anything.
I was so sorry to hear about poor Sammy.
Well, he was a ripe old age.
Even so?
And he had a pretty good life, I think.
You must miss him.
Yes, more than I thought I would.
Have you thought about getting another?
No, I don't want another one. Jack was all for buying me a kitten for my birthday.
Oh, yes. Many happy returns of tomorrow.
But he wouldn't have another dog after Captain died.
He wouldn't, would he?
You can't just replace a much-loved pet with a substitute. Any more than you can a person.
I thought about it very long and hard.
Yeah, we gave it a lot of thought before we asked you.
I'm sure you did.
And have you decided?
Yes. I'm not 100% sure I'm doing the right thing. I'm sure there are certain people who will accuse me of taking sides, but... Yes, I will put up another 60,000.
Oh, Caroline! That is such a weight off my... Oh, I could kiss you.
I'd rather you didn't.
That is brilliant! You have no idea. I've been lying awake night after night trying to work out... And this was the only way I could see of making things stack up. The only way I could keep control of the pub.
Yes, well, we need to talk about that.
Jolene is going to be so chuffed. She's really thrown herself into this place, you know. She's just bubbling with ideas.
There are some conditions.
Can I go and tell her? I won't be a minute.
Hang on a minute, Sid. I haven't finished.
But I thought you said...
I will put up the money, but I need certain guarantees.
Like what?
Well, it seems to me that with the amount I'll then have invested in the business, I should have the controlling share.
How do you mean?
I currently own 30%. And I think that £60,000 should buy me another 21%.
But that would mean...
That I'll own 51%.
Oh, but hang on. The whole point... I mean, the reason I asked you in the first place was that... Well, so that I could keep control of the pub.
I realise that. And I have every intention of letting you run the business as you see fit.
Oh, then why do you need...
I need to know, Sid, that if anything should go wrong... I have the power to intervene.
But how could I... I mean, I'd always be worrying whenever business was down.
You'll have to trust me.
You'd always be hanging over me like the sword of... What's his name?
Damocles. But as I say, I wouldn't step in unless... Unless...
Unless I really screw up.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you want some time to think about it?
Yes. Yes, I think I'd better. Go on, girl. Go on, no. No, not that way.
She's always had a mind of her own, this one.
Come on. Come on, don't be a pain. Go on.
You'd rather be out in the pasture, wouldn't you, old thing? The sooner you get in the race, the sooner you'll be out. Good girl.
How'd you do that?
What?
She completely ignores me. You just smile sweetly at her.
It's a girl thing.
Oh, afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Alistair.
Oh, he's got you back at work, has he?
No.
She's off down the pub.
I just stopped by to say hello to the cows.
Not that way, you daft creature.
Well, they
Come
saw
on.
You coming, Alistair. They know you're going to stick needles in them.
Yeah, perhaps I should stay out of sight till they're in the race.
Probably.
No, I'm just going to do a blood analysis on these ones. See if they're deficient in anything. You know, calcium, phosphorus, that sort of thing.
They're all good milkers, these six.
Not at the moment, they're not. Go on! Go on, in you go. Right. All ready for you, Alistair. Now, I'm just surprised that the silage being a bit off should make such a difference.
Well, we don't know yet that it is that.
They should still be getting most of their nutrition from the pasture anyway. Oh, hi, Usha.
Oh, I've been looking all over for you.
Sorry.
Afternoon.
Hello.
She doesn't trust me with her precious cows anymore.
Now, don't start that again.
What?
Blaming yourself.
Well, there's no one else, is there?
Now, look, there could be any number of reasons why this has happened, couldn't there, Alistair?
Yeah, we don't know anything for certain yet.
So let's just wait until we've heard what Alan has to say, shall we? Oh, and that reminds me, can you ask him
Ruth,
if he knows...
I hate to interrupt, but I've got to be back in Felpershire by 2:30.
Go on, off you go.
But you will make sure and ask him.
Alan's not coming till 2:00. He'll still be here when you get back.
£3.20 change, and I'll bring your pie over to you when it's ready.
Oh, any one of the two get a sail on?
Yeah, good, isn't it? For a Monday lunchtime.
You must be doing something right.
Yeah. Why don't Caroline ever come round when it's like this?
Well, she knows we're making a go of things.
And why is she doing this?
Look at it this way. If she didn't have confidence in us, she wouldn't be putting up the money in the first place.
Oh, come on, Sid.
No, seriously, she could easily have said, no, I have no faith in
you. Yeah, but that's exactly what she is saying. She wants control because she don't trust us.
No, I don't think so.
In this way, she gets a free hand to poke her nose in whenever she feels like it. We may as well sell out to a chain.
No, Jolene, it's not the same. You don't know Caroline like I do.
Yeah, so you keep telling me.
She's not the devious type. She's a very straight person.
Then why is she doing it?
Well, it is a big investment.
Oh, she can afford it. She's loaded.
And she'll want to be sure and get some return on her money.
Exactly. So she'll want the place run her way. Which I wouldn't mind betting doesn't include upstairs.
Why do you say that?
Oh, young people, loud music. Not exactly her kind of thing, is it?
How do you know?
You only have to look at her.
She was quite a little raver in her younger days.
Yeah, and she'll want to tart up the food.
You really have got the wrong idea about her.
I'm only going on what you've told me. You said when she used to work here, she was all for putting cordon bleu stuff on the menu.
That was over 20 years
ago.
Well,
that's the sort of stuff she's into.
She's into making her investment pay, and she knows perfectly well how the markets change. Remember the Hassett Room?
The what?
Oh, Kathy's dream of a posh restaurant. It didn't last 5 minutes. And in fact, it was Caroline that persuaded us to jack it in and move to the family restaurant.
So, she does have a history of interfering.
Only when the place has been in trouble. As long as it's making money, she'd be perfectly happy to keep a distance.
Oh. So you've decided, have you?
What?
To accept her offer?
Well, I won't accept anything that you don't agree with, but I honestly can't see that we've got much choice in the matter.
Well, this is it, isn't it?
Either we accept Caroline's terms or we sell up.
Rock and hard place.
Well, if we sold up to one of these pub chains, we'd be working for some corporate boss, some anonymous suit. At least with Caroline, we know what we're getting. It's not the same, love, honest.
Are you sure?
She's all right. Trust me.
Go on. Go on, in you go. Go on. That's it. So, who have we got here? 113.
Yep. She's lovely, this one. Excellent milker. Sweet nature. And she had a heifer calf about, 8 weeks ago. It's her third lactation. Can you manage?
Yep, I just need to locate her tail vein. There we go, that's it.
All right, nearly done.
And she's been milking all right, has she?
Yeah, absolutely, no problem.
Good. Oh, okay, old girl, that's you done.
Right, off you go. Right. So, how long will it take you to do these tests?
Oh, I should have the results by the end of the week.
And you're not looking for anything sinister?
No, no. This is just about nutrition levels. But you haven't forgotten, have you? We do need to check for IBR and BVD.
No, no, I'll get you a sample from the bulk tank just as soon as we're finished here. Right, you ready for the next one?
Yep, I'm just about there.
Right, come on, you're next. Come on, here you come.
Have you heard any more from Elizabeth?
Oh, don't. I'm just praying she won't turn up this afternoon.
Oh, well, Shula's very worried about what she's up to.
Really? She always gives her the benefit of the doubt with me.
She's probably trying to be diplomatic.
I
know she feels, well, that there's got to be an ulterior motive in there somewhere.
Exactly.
Right. So, this is...
This is 172.
Aye.
Third lactation again. It's another good one. Unfortunately, she had a bull calf this year, but, well, can't win them all.
Right then, let's have a look.
All right. Won't take a minute.
So, are you two looking forward to Daniel's party?
We've heard of little else all weekend.
Really?
Yeah, and we have made the most spectacular glittery birthday cards you have ever seen.
Ah, I wondered why you had glitter in your hair.
Oh, still.
Well, didn't like to say anything.
Well, sure, I brushed it all out.
Okay, that's you done.
Now, the kids got a bit carried away, that's all.
Well, they better behave tomorrow.
Why?
I thought I'd better show Willing and offer to help with the party.
Oh, you mad fool.
So Shula's decided I'm going to organise all the party games.
Oh, no. No, I would rather dip sheep in a heatwave than organise a party for six-year-olds.
You must remember him.
Not really.
Adrian Manderson.
Oh, I can't picture him at all.
He was the defence barrister.
It all seems so long ago, Tom's trial.
Well, not that long.
Yeah, a lot of water's flowed under the bridge since then.
Well, for you, I suppose.
I'm afraid it's all a bit of a blur. All I remember is a tallish man in a black gown and a funny wig.
Then you just have to take my word for it. He is absolutely gorgeous.
And he's asked you out?
I can't believe it.
Took his time, didn't he?
I'm surprised he remembered me. I thought he'd hardly even noticed me at the trial.
But you had to brief him, didn't you?
Yes, and I fancied the socks off him even then.
But you never said anything.
Well, how could I? I was briefing him for a high-profile case in the Crown Court. It's a bit difficult to shift the conversation round to... Oh, by the way, I think you're a very attractive man.
But after the trial was over...
He disappeared, didn't he? So I thought, forget it, he hasn't even noticed me.
Well, he obviously did.
Yes. Although, this event he's asked me to, well, it's only a chambers thing. He probably just wants another lawyer to go with.
But of all the lawyers in the Hall of Borsetshire, he's picked on you.
Yeah, well, he just happened to come into our office on Friday.
You've made up your mind, haven't you, that he doesn't fancy you?
I'm just saying, well, I shouldn't get my hopes up.
Which means you have hopes to get up.
Well, he's right.
Gorgeous, you said.
It is ironic, isn't it?
What?
Here's me been living a positively cloistered life since the whole Richard debacle, and now...
And men are like buses, aren't they? None for ages, and then several come along at once.
Exactly.
So, what are you going to do about Ashok?
Well, nothing. Not yet, anyway.
What would Auntie Satya say?
Oh, shut up.
She'll be planning the wedding by now, won't she?
Very probably.
And I thought you were quite keen.
I am. I like him a lot, but...
What?
Well, this thing with Adrian... It's probably nothing.
But you'd like it to be something.
Well...
In which case, it would be curtains for poor old Ashok.
I don't know. I mean, I might find out that Adrian is a deeply boring man away from the courtroom who collects beer mats and watches motor racing on the TV.
You don't really believe that.
Well, but he might be. I mean, you never know about people, do you?
Would neither of you ladies like some more coffee?
Well... Oh, no, look at the time. I've got to go, I'm afraid.
No, thanks, Jolene.
So, if you want to lift back...
Oh, yeah.
Was your lunch all right?
Yes, fine.
Yeah. Lovely, thanks.
Good, good. Well, hope we'll see you again soon.
Yes, thanks. Mm. Bye, Sid.
Oh, cheers.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh, I've just had another band.
She is unbelievable.
Who?
Ruth. You just never believe she'd been so ill, would you?
Oh, no.
Makes you realise just how much we've got to be grateful for, doesn't it? Now, we got good health. We've got each other.
Yeah. And I've just had another band on the phone. Oh. Want to come and play upstairs?
What, another one?
Yeah, word's really getting round.
We're going to have to start holding auditions.
I'm beginning to think we might have a success on our hands.
Yeah.
And if Trey keeps up like it's been this lunchtime...
Yeah, I just hate the thought of Caroline getting the profit for all our art.
She won't. She'll just get a little bit more than she does already. A lot of the year-end has to go back into the business anyway.
Well...
And just think how we'd have had to scrimp and save if we'd increased the mortgage.
No, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, we'd be really feeling the pinch.
You really think it's the best alternative, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's not perfect, obviously, but... I believe her when she says she'll keep a distance.
Well... In that case, you'd better tell her we accept.
Are you sure?
If you're sure, Angel... And so am I.
So it is the silage.
It doesn't look that bad, does it?
Well, everyone's had problems with the silage this year.
I suppose so.
I'm sorry I missed Alan. I'm afraid I made Usha late too. Only I thought, as I was passing the shop, I'd better stock up on glitter.
More glitter?
Since most of our supply ended up in your hair.
Yeah, as Alistair pointed out, you could have told me I hadn't got it all out.
I thought it rather suited you.
Anyway, we've finished Daniel's birthday cards. Why do we need more of this stuff?
It's your mum and dad's anniversary on Thursday.
Well, can't we just buy them a card from the shop?
No. This is going to be something really spectacular. Pip's got it all planned out.
So I've got to spend another evening being glue monitor, have I?
What am I going to do with you?
What?
You're still thinking about what Alan said, aren't you?
Can't help it.
You're determined to be miserable, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Honestly, it's just... Well...
Listen, you. Things went a bit pear-shaped because I was ill.
I know, but...
Because I couldn't do me job. Not because you're inept, incompetent or a lousy farmer, all right?
But the thing is...
The thing is, you saw what was happening and you called Alan in.
It wasn't my
which
idea.
Which was absolutely the right... What do you mean it wasn't your idea?
Well, sort of was. I mean... Dad and I discussed it.
Oh, I get it. That's why you're so depressed.
What?
Because your dad thought of it first.
No, of course not.
Anyway, I don't care whose idea it was. It was the right thing to do, and that's all that matters. Morning, Mike.
Oh, I wouldn't bring that horse too close if I was you.
Oh, she doesn't mind chainsaws, do you, Brandy?
I was
thinking more of the bonfire, if that crackles up like
that. Oh, she'll be all right. She's the most placid horse in the world, this one, aren't you, girl?
Yeah, you going out with a hunt?
No, no, I'm just giving her a bit of a run. It's Daniel's birthday today.
Is it? Yeah, what's he now, then?
Six. And he's having a party after school.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Well, if you say so.
Alistair's organising it.
Yeah, did you talk him into that, then?
He volunteered.
Oh, rather him than me.
I must confess, I rode down this way so I could sneak a look at Grange Farm.
Ah, you too, eh? Everyone wants to know what's going on over there.
What is going on?
Oh, nothing much. Some blokes came yesterday, put up a load of scaffolding, but that's it so far.
I wonder who's bought it.
Well, can't you ask one of your mates at Rodway and Watson?
Oh, I don't have any mates left there, I'm afraid.
What about Graham Ryder?
Oh, no, he's not one for spilling beans.
Oh, well, I dare say we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah. Oh, quite a job you've got on your hands here.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, yeah. Be at it all winter, I reckon.
Jennifer's getting to be quite green, isn't she?
You what?
All her conservation projects.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Has she recruited you for this great tree planting exercise?
Don't talk to me about them trees.
Sorry?
Well, I had this brilliant idea for a business, right? A tree nursery.
Oh, great.
Well, I said to Neil we could do it instead of growing strawberries and... Well, you know what Neil's like. Says he'll think about it, but he just can't make up his mind. So there was me hanging on and on. And,
oh, dear.
And what happens? Mrs. Aldridge comes and asks me and she says, where can I buy saplings of guaranteed local provenance?
Oh, I knew she was having some difficulty.
And well, I thought if Neil had taken me up on it, we could have made a killing with folks like her. Instead of which, what does he do? Goes into the muck business with Eddie Grundy. I mean, I ask you.
Keep still, Freddie, and let me wipe your face. Oh, look at you. When are you going to learn that breakfast goes in your mouth, not in your ear? Oh, hello. Yes, look, it's Daddy.
Daddy's got a problem, I'm afraid.
Oh, what?
Beverly, she just called in sick.
Oh, no. What's wrong with her?
Flu. No, she sounds terrible.
Poor Beverly.
It's not a major disaster. She says things are pretty well set up for the rest of the week.
I should hope so.
But we have got two fairly big conferences. I was wondering if I should get a temp in.
Well, it's not much point, really. By the time you've shown them what to do, it's quicker to do it yourself.
Oh, well, I shall just have to cry off the hunt.
Oh, no, no, you can't.
I'll have to.
But you'll whip her in. They're relying on you.
Well, someone else can do it.
No.
Yeah, there are lots of people better qualified than me.
But you've been looking forward to it for the past week.
It's not the end of the world.
I'll look after the conferences.
Oh, no, Lizzie.
Why not?
What about the kids?
Well, Julia's having them for an hour this morning anyway, so she can keep them till lunchtime. And, well, then this afternoon...
It's Daniel's birthday party.
Oh, yes, of course.
You said you'd take them along.
Well, that's all right. I'll take them to Shula's, and then Mum can have them for the rest of the afternoon.
Lizzie...
She won't mind.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Why not?
Well, you're supposed to be taking things easy.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Look, you're having a major operation next week.
Well, I'm not going to do anything strenuous. You said yourself that this week's conferences are all set up.
Yes.
So it's just a question of meeting and greeting and being around in case there are any problems. And the rest of the time, well, it's just sitting in the office and answering the phone, isn't it?
Which a temp can do.
Yeah, so can I. And I come cheaper than a temp.
That's not the point.
And to be honest, Nigel, I'll be glad to have something to do and take my mind off this wretched operation.
So he said to me, it's all electronic. You don't need no bit of
come
paper.
Come on, old girl, move yourself.
He said it's like them hole-in-the-wall machines you get your money out of.
Go on, in you go.
So I told him, I don't trust them machines, I said. I always goes in the bank and writes a check.
I'm sorry, Bert, you lost me.
Cattle passports.
What about them?
It's all done by computer.
I know that.
Seems like everything's computers these days.
Tell me about it. Bet he's in a right old state over this one that's going in the post office.
What, a post office?
Yeah, a bloke come in yesterday, measure up. Bet he says you couldn't understand half of what he said. Well, he'll talk jargon under these computer nerds.
What do you need a computer for, selling stamps?
Well, more efficient, that's what they say.
How'd they work that out?
Search me. Bet he's got to go on this course, learn all about it. And this bloke, he reckon he'd have to drill holes in the cake and take all the cables.
Ooh, Mr. Woolley know about that, does he? That's his property, that counter.
Come on, old thing, yeah, move on.
He could put his foot down, could Mr. Woolley say no? He likes things the way they are.
Yeah, don't work like that, I'm afraid. Not even Jack Woolley can stand in the way of progress. Now, if you're at a loose end, you can go and move the electric fence for us.
Where?
Over little fields. I want to take the cows back and have a bit of fresh pasture. Hello. Here comes the un.
Oh, Lord, I hope they ain't coming through here.
Nah. Over the other side of the road. In towards Aiden Brook, I reckon, yeah. Yeah, look. Just see them through the trees.
Oh, yeah.
Fine sight, innit?
Nothing like it. Mind you, my friend is not so keen.
Isn't she?
Oh, no, she don't like the hunt.
Silly woman.
Yeah, you watch what you say about my breeder.
All right, Bert, all right, keep your hair on.
Well, now, I've got to pop down the stables, have a word with Shula.
What about?
Manure.
Oh, not you as well.
Eh?
Why has everyone got this obsession with muck?
Oh, nothing perks up your vegetable patch like a bit of well-rotted arse manure. I was saying to Eddie only last week.
Yeah, well, it's all his fault. He started it.
I said I could use a bit of arse manure.
Now Neil's caught the bug.
And then I thought, well, there's a ready supply right on my doorstep.
So bang goes my tree nursery.
You what?
Oh, don't get me started, Bert. Now, you going to move that electric fence or what?
Woo! Hold on a minute. This doesn't look right to me.
Nigel, you all right?
I've lost them.
Hold on. Whoa, sorry. Good boy. What's the matter?
I got a bit left behind, and now I've lost them.
What?
The hounds. I thought they went up that way.
Oh, look out.
Towards Brookfield.
No, they didn't. Why do you think everyone's heading down to Hayden Brook? Look, you can see them just coming up the hill.
Oh, thank heavens for that. For one ghastly minute, I thought they'd charge straight through Brookfield Yard.
Your name would be mud if they had.
I know.
Listen, you're doing fine. Now, come on. Up. Come on.
Up.
That keg is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? Mum did it. Oh, could you pass me that egg?
There you go.
Thanks.
Shall I cut the crusts off these?
Oh, yes, I think so. Little bite-sized ones are the best.
I guess the cake was Jill's handiwork.
She was going to do it in the shape of a water vole.
Really?
But we decided some of the kids might be a bit squeamish about eating ratty.
We used to eat chocolate mice all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, but mice aren't an endangered species, though, are they?
Oh, I see.
And I'll never forget, I used to cut carrots into the shape of goldfish.
You what?
You know, to persuade Daniel to eat them. I did it one day when his friend Harry came to tea and he burst into tears.
Oh, no.
Yes, he's got a pet goldfish, apparently.
So, Jill made the cake. Alistair's organising all the party games.
Yep. Aren't I lucky?
How do you manage it?
He volunteered. I think he's decided that he should experience the worst that fatherhood has to offer before he takes on the job officially.
Oh, he might have second thoughts after this.
Oh, I hope not. The adoption hearing's on Monday.
Right. Is that enough sandwiches?
Yes, I should think so, wouldn't you?
I know my two will make a beeline for the crisps and sausages.
Yes, and ignore the sandwiches. You're probably right. Gosh, it's a bit quieter in here, isn't it? Oh, egg sandwiches. Can I have one?
How's it going out there?
Brilliant. It might sound like a bear garden, but Alistair has it all under control.
Oh, good. He doesn't need any help, then?
No, I should stay out here if I were you. He's awfully good at it. Has he ever been a teacher?
No.
Or a scoutmaster, or a sergeant major?
No, he's just naturally talented.
Well, I shall borrow him when the twins are old enough for birthday parties. Oh, now I've got to go, I'm afraid.
Go where?
Oh, we have a crisis at Lower Loxley. Our conference manager is off sick.
Oh, what about the twins?
Well, Mum's got them. She's going to look after them for the rest of the afternoon, while I go home and try to remember how to run a business.
Oh, dear. I hope she's back by next week.
Well, she's only got flu. She'll be back by then.
I must say, you're remarkably cool about the whole thing.
Why not? I ran the conference side of things for years.
No, I meant your operation.
Oh, that. How was that, she says. Oh, what else is there to say?
Oh, I wish I could be so cool about me chemo.
Yeah, you've got another lot next week, haven't you?
The last one, thank goodness. There's going to be dancing in the streets when that's over, I can tell you.
By the way, did what's-his-name come back yesterday?
Who?
Alan, is it? The farm consultant.
So,
Yeah, why?
Did Nigel manage to get out for the hunt?
Well, I just wondered, that's all.
Or did he have to miss it? I mean, with your conference manager being off.
Oh, no, he went. He was all for crying off, but he'd been looking forward to it so much.
Wasn't it today he was supposed to be Whipper in?
Yes, and he didn't want to let them down.
There, what did I tell you?
Oh, what a nice man.
He wasn't just being nice, he meant it. You did a first-rate job, Nigel.
It didn't feel like it. I was in a state of nerves.
Yeah, well, that's good adrenaline.
Is it? I thought it was panic.
But you enjoyed it?
Oh, yes. It was wonderful.
And you do it again next week?
Well, what did he say his name was?
Who?
The new joint master.
Oh, Oliver Sterling.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Sheila.
Had a good day?
Marvellous.
Yeah, it was terrific. We got two foxes.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed it.
How's the party?
Oh, it was fine.
What's this?
Daniel had his birthday party, which went really well, thanks to Alistair.
Is he here?
Yeah, he's just at the bar. Poor old love was so drained by the experience, we dumped Daniel on Mum and Dad and escaped down here for a lunch drink.
But hang on, I thought Lizzie said that she was leaving the twins with your mother.
Yes, she did.
I think Jill's in need of a large drink then, isn't she?
Ah, Sheila.
Hello, Bert.
Oh, I was going to come up the stables, but since you're here, have you got any horsemen you wish to spare?
How much do you want?
Oh, just a bit for me garden.
And Titcomb swears by it for roses. Mm.
So does my mum.
Oh, tint just roses as benefits.
Come to think of it, Eddie was asking me about manure last week.
Oh, he was he?
I said he'd come and collect it, but he hasn't.
Ah, so if I borrows a trailer and loader from Brooklyn...
Yeah, help yourself. You can have as much as you want.
Ah, very much. Right, I'd best be off home.
Back, back. See you soon.
Yeah, boy.
I'd better make a move as well.
Already?
Yeah, I've got to pick up my babies from Brookfield.
Elizabeth said she'd do that.
Yeah?
Will you let me buy you a drink?
Are you sure?
Yep, she told Mum she'd fetch them just as soon as the conference was over.
But she's going to be exhausted.
I think so, wouldn't you?
Oh, Sheila, how do I persuade her to slow down?
I don't know. Come on, Nigel, what are you going to have?
Oh, no, Debbie, I really can't.
Celebrate your triumph.
What's this?
He was Whipper in today.
Yes, I know. How did it go?
Well...
He was brilliant.
No major blunders.
The new joint master of Foxham said he did a really professional job.
Who's that?
His name's Oliver Sterling.
There he is at the bar, talking to Carol.
Oh, yes. How interesting.
That's quite some bonfire you got going.
Yeah, well, Dad's been doing a lot of cutting back. The brambles have really got a hold up the back there. As for that, clematis.
Oh, yeah, clematis montana, yeah, gets everywhere, that stuff.
Well, up the apple tree it would. Dad had a heck of a job getting it in.
Yeah. Joe's getting into the garden then?
Oh, yeah, he's determined to get it back the way Tom Forrest had it.
So he'll be sweeping the board at the flower and produce next year, will he?
Stranger things have happened.
Oh, by the way, I bumped into Tony this morning. He said he's happy to lend you the tipping trailer next week. You know, to fetch out a horse manure for Bert.
Oh, no, he told me. He didn't mention a day, though, did he?
No. I think it'll have to be last minute, you know, to fit in with when he wants it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tricky, though. For me, I mean.
For me.
Well, of course.
I mean, I ain't got much on next week, but...
Naya!
Oh, hello, Edward.
What's it?
You just back from school?
Yeah. What are you doing tonight, Dad?
Why?
Are you going out?
Oh, I might go down the pub for an evening. What do you want to know?
Well, will you be taking Grandad?
Oh, you're not having another band practice, are you?
No.
Oh, I don't think my eardrums can take another evening of jazzer knocking seven bells out of them drums.
Oh, forget it.
Hey, Edward, I was only... Oh, never mind.
How can you stand it?
What?
Having that lot practising upstairs.
Oh, it's only happened the once that they've all been here. Mostly it's just Edward on his own and, well, I don't mind that.
But he's got an amp for that guitar, hasn't he?
Yeah, he borrowed one.
Must make your teeth rattle.
No, he's not a bad musician, Harry Wood. Chip off the old block, he is.
Even so, in a small cottage...
Yeah, at least at Grange Farm they could have made a noise in one of the bones.
Oh, that reminds me, there's builders in at Grange Farm.
So, nothing to do with us no more.
But what about the cider?
What about it?
Well, how are we going to rack it off next month if the new owner's moved in?
No one's going to be moving in yet a while, are they? That builders will be there for months.
You reckon?
Well, and builders go home of an evening. No, it won't be a problem.
Well...
Oh, that reminds me. Are you going to come in with us on the Ollie and Mistletoe this year?
How do you mean?
Well, we always flog it round the village. But with you helping, we could cover more of the markets.
Where'd you get it from?
Well, there's holly all over. But the best mistletoe is usually down Sawyer's Fold.
You mean on estate land?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Eddie.
What?
The cider's one thing, but no. Nicking holly and mistletoe...
Oh, come on. No one's going to miss it. 10-year-old, they owe me.
Neck. That's legged.
Practice makes perfect.
Go, girl. Off you go. Okay, Mike, I'll see you tomorrow.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello. Are you looking for me?
Are you Mr. Archer?
I'm one of them, yes.
My name's Oliver Sterling. I've just joined the South Borsetshire Hunt, joint master of foxhounds. I'm looking after this piece of country.
Oh, right. Now I heard there was someone new. Nice to meet you. David Archer.
Do you hunt at all?
No, I don't. But my sister's very keen. Shula Hepton Lloyd.
I don't think I've had the pleasure.
No, she wasn't out yesterday. It was her kid's birthday. But my brother-in-law was, Nigel Pargeter.
Ah, yes, Nigel.
Once met, never forgotten.
Sometimes he acts as whipper in for us. Does a fine job.
Really?
Oh, yes, I was most impressed.
Mm, good.
I see you've still got your cows outside.
Yes?
You're a believer in extended grazing, are you?
Well, my dad's very keen. We've tried it for the past couple of years. Seems to work pretty well on the whole.
Saves on your winter feed bills.
That's the general idea, yes.
So, how long will they be out?
Well, only till next week.
Oh, good.
Well, there's not much left on the pasture. Why good?
Well, I was hoping we'd be able to hunt over in that direction.
Oh, right.
But obviously, if there are cows still out...
No, you'll be all right after next week.
Good. I don't want to go alienating the local farmers in my first season with the South Borsetshire.
No.
Looks to be some pretty useful gorse cover over towards that hill.
Yeah, that's Lakey Hill.
Lakey Hill, right. I'm new to the district, not yet familiar with the local landmarks.
Right. And, are you... in the business? Farming, I mean?
Used to be. I sold up recently.
Uh-huh. What sort of...
Cereals, mainly. But I'm hoping to maybe run a few beef cattle when I get my new place sorted.
Oh, right. Where's that?
Here, in Ambridge. I'm buying a place called Grange Farm.
Oh, it's you!
What?
I'm sorry. No, it's just that there's been so much speculation about who bought it.
Oh, well, I'm the guilty party.
Right. But you're not living there?
No, not yet. The house needs a bit of work.
Yes.
I'm renting a place in Pennyhasset while the builders are in.
Oh, they're going to be in for quite a while, I should imagine.
You're familiar with the property, are you?
Oh, yes. I know the old tenants.
It's a good, solid house, essentially.
Yes. Nice walls.
Yes. But I'm afraid the rest of it will have to go.
Sid.
Oh, hello, Caroline. I've been trying to ring you.
Yes, I got the message. I'm so sorry I couldn't call you back.
It's okay.
I just had one of those afternoons.
I know how it can be.
So I thought I'd drop in.
Oi, Fallon! Oh, sorry, Caroline. Excuse me a minute. Where do you think you're going?
What does it look like?
Where have you been?
What business is it of yours?
It's 7 o'clock.
I didn't know there was a curfew.
You promised faithfully you'd come straight home from school.
No, I didn't.
Jamie came for his tea this afternoon.
So?
Well, he brought his football scrapbook specially to show you.
How was I supposed to know?
Because you told him that you'd be here. And he'd like to see it.
When did I say that?
The last time he was here.
Look, I played with your kid for 5 minutes. That doesn't make me his nanny.
He was so disappointed.
Tough. Can I go now?
Look, Fallon, it's one thing letting me down. Or your mum down. But I won't have you breaking promises to Jamie.
I didn't promise anything.
He finds it hard enough to trust people as it is.
Oh, and whose fault's that, eh?
Fallon! Lord.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, don't apologise.
I just don't seem to be making any progress with her at all.
It's a difficult age.
Oh, no. Well, Lucy was just the same. Anyway.
Yes, you tried to ring me.
Yes. About your offer.
I assume that was what you wanted to talk about.
Jolene and I have discussed it, and we're very grateful, of course we are, that you'd even considered, you know, putting up the money, but we are a bit concerned.
About the shareholding?
Yes, exactly. You see, Jolene feels, well, we both feel, that it sort of implies, well, that you want to have control.
Yes.
In the sense of dictating how we run the place.
No. Let me make this absolutely clear. I want you to run the business. I don't want anything to do with it.
Only Jolene was afraid you didn't like what we were doing upstairs.
Whatever gave her that idea?
Well, she thought you might think it was a bit... that it wouldn't be quite your sort of thing.
It certainly isn't. But you're not aiming it at 40-something professionals, are you?
No, I didn't mean... It's more that it doesn't, well, fit in with the image of the country pub.
But that's the problem, isn't it, Sid? A traditional country pub doesn't pay the bills. You have to offer other things, like upstairs.
Well, this is it.
No, I think it's a great initiative. I wish you every success.
It's going really well so far.
So I hear.
We've got bands queuing up to play.
And as long as you continue to run the place in a businesslike manner, I shall keep my distance.
Will you?
I promise. But you have to admit there have been occasions in the past when you've let things slide.
I know.
And just in case anything should go wrong again...
It won't.
I want to have the right to intervene. I assure you I won't do so unless absolutely necessary.
You won't have to.
But having that right...
I promise you, you won't.
I just see it as a way of protecting my investment.
Okay.
So?
We accept.
You do?
Of course we do. Let's shake on it, shall we?
Right.
And let me get you a drink.
Oh, thank you. I'll have a gin and tonic, please.
Oh, Caroline, I can't tell you what a weight it is off my mind.
Is it?
Yes, these last few weeks have been a nightmare trying to sort out how I'm see Cathy right and still hang on to the business. Ice and lemon?
Mm, please.
And there were some days when, well, I really thought I was going to lose the place. The sums just wouldn't add up, you know?
Well, as long as you make a good job of it...
We will. You won't have to lift a finger.
Evening.
Oh, hello. Hello, Neil.
Evening.
Hiya.
There you go, Caroline. On the house.
Oh, thank you very much.
Not you.
Thanks.
I'll get these. Ah, cheers, mate.
2 pints of Shires, please, Sid.
So, how are you settling in at Keeper's Cottage?
Oh, it's grand. Except for the noise.
Noise? What noise?
Oh, take no notice of him. He just don't appreciate talent when he hears it.
I'm not saying the lad can't play. I just don't understand why he has to do it so loud.
What's this?
Redwood.
And his electric guitar.
Oh.
I thought you were into music these days, Neil.
Eh?
You're in the Mikado, aren't you?
Oh, that.
How's it going?
Well, there's bits of it sound quite good, but other bits, well... And Mrs. Snell just can't make up her mind what needs rehearsing. If she changes that schedule one more time, there's going to be a revolution.
Are you going to ask your mum?
But, look, you want to play upstairs at the Bully, you've got to have more than one song.
But we have.
Well, you've been playing that same line all evening.
I've got to get it right, you know.
And you know what else you need?
What?
A decent singer.
Well, I can sing.
No, I mean, like, Karis out of Catatonia.
What, a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you mean.
Well, why not?
You said you couldn't sing.
Of course I can sing.
Well, why aren't you in the Mikado, then?
Why aren't you? No, I sing with my mum sometimes in her band.
We ain't doing country music.
I know that.
Well, I have to ask the others.
Have you thought of a name yet?
Well, Jazza says we could call ourselves the Hormones.
You what?
It's gross, isn't it? No, I wondered about asylum.
Asylum? As in loony bin?
No, it's just a neat word, like oasis or garbage.
Mm. No, you want something more sort of off the wall.
Like what?
Like Badly Drawn Boy.
You are seriously weird, Fallon. Do you know that? Here, listen to this.
Edward! Edward! Give us a break, will you?
You've been at it all. Even Fallon, I didn't know you was here.
We're rehearsing.
You've been rehearsing all blooming evening. Had to go down the pub to get away from you.
Yeah, obviously.
Any road. Look, it's 10:30. It's time you was going home, Fallon.
Oh, can you give us a lift?
Oh, I can't. Oh, I had 6 points.
Oh, well, I'll have to stay here then. I can't walk home on my own.
Oh, Eck. Clary! Hey, Clary, can you drive Fallon home to the ball?
You coming round tomorrow?
Not Mikado tomorrow.
Oh, pants. Reckon I might give it a miss.
Oh, no, you can't.
It's boring.
No, it ain't. We have a
Oh, I know why you're so keen.
What do you mean?
You want to go and moon over Tom Archer?
I do not.
You do too.
I do not fancy Tom Archer.
Well, I shouldn't bother if I was you. We're stringing two girls along as it is.
What?
Well, you know about Kirsty.
Well, yeah, but she's not really...
She is. And then there's Lauren.
Lauren?
Yeah. Well, they've been going out for months.
What?
She's running both of them.
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
So how come you're not in it?
Come on, I can't sing that stuff.
Ah.
Besides, I really couldn't spare the time. Neither can Simon, to be honest, but he just can't resist the chance to show off.
What's he playing?
The Mikado.
Ah, well.
And how did Siobhan get roped in?
She offered to design the set.
Oh, that was brave.
I don't think she realised she was expected to build it as well.
Not single-handed, surely?
Mm. No, with the assistance of Ed Grundy and Fallon Rogers.
Oh, no. Ed Grundy with an electric drill.
No, I think Robert Snell steps in when power tools are involved.
Don't care for that. But why aren't you down there helping?
Same reason as you.
Too much work?
Absolutely.
So here we are, propping up the bar.
I have just worked a 12-hour day.
Yeah, I believe you.
Besides, if you're so overworked...
What?
How can you spare a whole day to go hunting?
Necessary recreation.
Ah.
Well, you know what they say about all work and no play.
Yeah.
There's nothing like a good gallop through the countryside for clearing away the cobwebs.
Oh, I can imagine.
You should try it.
I have a problem with horses.
What sort of problem?
We don't get on. It's true. I don't know why everyone finds it so funny.
Sorry.
Caroline Pemberton was exactly the same.
What?
Taking the mickey. Anyway, Caroline was telling me there's some new chap in charge.
Mm. A new master of foxhounds, yeah. I only met him briefly on Tuesday, but seems very nice, though.
So he's not from around here?
No, he's just moved into the district. Buying Grange Farm, apparently.
And how does he get to be master of the foxhounds when he's only just moved here?
Joint master, actually.
And made a substantial donation to the hunt, no doubt.
That's not the way it's supposed to happen.
Well, he can't be short of a bob or two if he's bought Grange Farm. You know, Siobhan and I thought about buying it.
Did you?
Well, we went and had a look.
Yeah, so did Simon and I.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to take over the farm, actually, but...
Bit of a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty grim.
Need a good 30 grand spending on it just to make the house habitable.
What are you doing?
Trying to hammer in time for the music. Otherwise, Madame Smile will be complaining again.
Quietly!
See what I mean?
You might as well all go home.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
She told me she definitely wasn't rehearsing soloists tonight.
Yeah, we were told it was going to be choreography and chorus stuff.
So I said to her, it won't matter if we make a bit of noise then. And no, she said, no, no problem.
Oh, she's a pain in the bum.
I wouldn't quite use those words.
Oh, I would.
But I sympathise with the sentiment.
It's been a real waste of an evening.
Do you want to leave that for me?
Oh, I've nearly finished now.
No, Simon, you're doing it again. Mm-mm. You're singing like Shirley Bassey. Oh, is she, Phil? That wasn't it, did it? Think, tempo, clarity, diction.
Right.
Now go back to the beginning of the verse.
Lord. How many more times?
Hayley.
Mm, yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, of course.
You're like mates with Tom Archer, aren't you?
Well, not as much as I used to be. Why?
Well, it's just... Somebody told me... Well, I did wonder about him and that Lauren. Well, she seems awfully keen on rehearsing that bit. How does it go?
I would kiss you fondly, boss.
So, what, are they like an item?
Thereby hangs a tale.
Only I heard he was going out with Kirsty.
Kirsty, yeah. It's an absolute miracle that neither of them have realised.
You know about it too.
I thought everyone did.
I didn't.
They're running a book in the men's chorus on how long they can keep it up.
Oh!
Rehearse.
Oh, come on, Linda. You did say you weren't rehearsing the principals tonight.
Needs must, I'm afraid.
And then you said just half an hour.
I have to assess from moment to moment where priorities lie.
And that was an hour and a half ago.
And my Mikado is so rarely available.
I'm sorry, it's my fault.
I have to grasp him with both hands when the opportunity arises.
Yeah, which can be very painful, believe me.
Simon, this is not a matter for levity.
Oh, sir.
Artistic excellence requires practice, practice, practice.
Linda, we've been sitting around twiddling our thumbs all evening.
Well, you'll have to be patient for a little longer.
How much longer?
As long as it takes. Now, come along, Simon.
Look, I'm really sorry about this.
It's your fault.
We'll give you 5 minutes, and then we're all off down the pub.
So the hounds go charging across Lakey Meadow, and you know Nigel.
I do indeed.
Sometimes his enthusiasm slightly gets the better of him.
Excuse me.
Janet.
Oh, hello.
Are you all right?
Well, I'm in need of a very large drink.
Whatever's the matter?
Come and sit down, I'll get you a drink.
Oh, thanks.
What do you want, scotch?
Yes, thank you.
Say, can I have a large scotch, please?
Oh, I've never been so terrified in my entire life.
Why, what's happened?
Marjorie Antrobus just drove me back from Borchester.
Oh, you haven't had another accident?
No. But it's a miracle that we didn't. My nerves are in shreds.
She's a bit of a dashing driver, isn't she?
She's like some boy racer.
And I bet she gets cheap insurance for being an old lady who drives a small car.
Haven't you ever driven with her before?
No. I managed to avoid her all last week. My church warden had organised a rota. But then she would insist on taking me to Borchester tonight, even though I said I could drive myself now.
Thanks, Sid.
And when we got in the car, she told me that she didn't like driving at night because she had poor night vision.
There you go.
Oh, no.
So I thought she'd at least slow down a bit, but no.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no wonder you were shaking.
Anyway, there you are. Have a sip of that.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's better.
The object of sublime I shall achieve in time, to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make his prisoner pent, unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment.
Right, one more minute and I'm out of here. So, Tom Archer, eh?
What about him?
Fancy him, dear.
No.
I don't blame you.
I do not.
He's nice looking at.
But I do not fancy him, okay?
Whatever you say.
Well, so just leave me alone.
I'm only teasing, Fallon. I need to get upset.
I'm not upset.
Sorry.
Not about him, anyway.
So what are you upset about?
Nothing. Just, you know, the usual life.
Life? All of it?
Mum and her creepy boyfriend.
I wouldn't call Sid creepy.
Well, you don't have to live with him.
I tell you what, you take this hammer and you see that row of tacks? Mm. You bash those in for me. And imagine you're bashing whoever it is. Sid, Tom.
I do not give a damn about Tom.
Fine, whoever.
Well, shall we wait till the end of the song?
I swear this song has 73 verses.
What about Mrs. Snell?
I said 5 minutes, and she's had nearly 10. Go on.
I wouldn't if I were you.
Why not?
Well, you've obviously never seen Linda when she's really provoked.
Oh, come on. We're the ones who are being provoked here. Go on, Fallon. Swing that hammer.
Believe me, it's not a good idea.
I will take the consequences.
Right.
Right.
What do you think you're playing at?
She's doing what I told her.
I'm sorry. Have I not made myself clear?
If you have a problem, please address it to me.
Look, I really don't mind if
this has nothing to do with you, Sam.
No, but if I can sing against a background of bad...
Linda, it's nearly 9:15.
I'll be able to handle the hecklers on the night.
We've been hanging around all evening.
You may be able to sing, Simon, but I find it quite impossible to listen.
Not only have your set builders been unable to do anything, you've called half your cast and then not used them.
That is my prerogative. Who is the director here?
You are.
Well, Linda.
Allegedly.
And as director, I have to make choices, sometimes difficult choices.
My voice is
for
really
the good
quite
of
tired.
The show.
Maybe we've done enough for tonight.
I will decide when we've done enough.
Look, over a dozen people have given up their evening to be here.
Yes, yes, I'm well aware of that.
And how is it good for the show to keep them waiting around like this?
Mrs. Hathaway, you're new to this village.
Not that new.
And you've never participated in our Christmas show before?
That's true.
Then do not presume to tell me how to do my job. I am making difficult artistic decisions here, and I will not be dictated to by neophytes and Philistines.
Does anyone know where Robert went?
Well, I think he's in the kitchen.
Do I make myself clear?
Oh, admirably.
Shall we all go down the pub?
You are the director.
I should leave it, Siobhan.
And I am a neophyte and a Philistine.
Should I go and fetch Robert?
Yeah, I think it'd be wise.
Could I just remind you, Mrs. Snell, that you are directing a comic opera here and not a penal institution for delinquent children?
What exactly are you insinuating?
Quickly, Fallon, quickly. Well, there you go. One spritzer and a large scotch.
Lovely. Oh, great, thank you.
Oh, by the way, I've got another volunteer for the calendar.
Oh, who?
Eddie Grundy.
Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, sorry, it's just the thought of Eddie Grundy naked. Eddie Grundy naked. I mean, Eddie will volunteer for anything. I don't believe he'll really do it.
What's he talking about?
Well, Janet wants to raise some money for the Borsetshire Rural Stress Line. And you know that calendar the WI did?
What, where they all stripped off?
Yeah. Well, we were wondering about doing a male version.
Brilliant.
And Eddie was perfectly serious. He said a lot of people had helped his family this year and he'd like to give something back.
I bet Simon would do it.
Do you think he would?
No, I told you. He's an incorrigible show-off.
I think the men have got to volunteer themselves. I mean, it's so good the wives doing it.
Well, here comes Hayley. Hayley!
Oh, hi, fella.
Hi. Look, Johnny doesn't believe that Roy has really said he'll get his kit off for this calendar.
Oh, yeah. He's perfectly serious.
See?
Okay, I believe you.
And very lovely he looks too, I have to say, without his clothes.
What are you on about?
I'm sure I can persuade Sid to do it eventually.
Do what?
Pose naked.
Oh!
A calendar?
That is gross! It's a terrific idea.
I'm convinced we can get 12 volunteers.
Well, if you think you can do it.
The cricket team. That's 11 for a start.
All right. Let's go for it.
Great.
Has the rehearsal finished?
Oh, well. It collapsed rather than finished.
Siobhan and Linda Snell got into a fight.
What?
It was wicked.
No, it's all right. They didn't actually come to blows.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, only because Robert dragged Linda off.
Oh, I better be getting down there.
No, Siobhan's fine. She can look after herself.
But she can be pretty brutal.
Oh, she was fab. Really cool.
Oh, here they come. That's Simon over here.
Oh, hi.
Siobhan.
Hi. What's been going on?
What have you done?
Wasn't my fault.
That's what you always say.
It was great. I've never seen Linda completely lost for words.
I thought she was going to hit me. Yeah, well, she would have if Robert hadn't got over.
What on earth did you say?
I only said what everyone else was thinking.
No, you did. It was excellent.
Why are you all looking at me like that?
Well, we're lost in admiration.
It's just... Well, people generally avoid confrontation with Linda.
What? You always sit back and let her walk all over you?
We prefer the quiet life.
She's a very scary woman. No, she isn't.
She scares the hell out of me.
I don't get it. She's an old bossy boots, that's all. Not Lucretia Borgia. Now, is someone going to get me a drink or what?
Oh, this is very good of you, Jill.
It's a pleasure, you know that.
There, Lily. You're going to play with the bricks.
But you will pick them up in good time this evening, won't you?
6 o'clock on the dot.
And Phil and I are going out for an anniversary dinner.
I thought your anniversary was yesterday.
Linda needed Phil for a Mikado rehearsal.
Oh, doesn't he get time off for good behaviour?
Yes, I thought you had it all arranged. She was going to manage without him.
She changed her mind.
Oh, really? If I was Dad, I'd have told her to get knotted.
You just can't with Linda, though, can you? She's like Mummy.
Well, I remember you did once, Mum.
And your friend Siobhan did last night.
What?
They very nearly came to blows, apparently.
Linda and Siobhan?
No.
Yes.
Well, it had to happen. I warned Siobhan when she told me she was doing the set. I said, Linda is impossible to work with.
What happened was, Simon had missed a couple of rehearsals because he's been working. So when Linda discovered he was free last night, she decided she simply had to do the Mikado song.
Which was why she needed Dad.
Yes. But she'd already told Siobhan and her team that they could get on with building the set, which obviously involves a certain amount of hammering and sawing.
Oh, dear.
Phil was a bit sketchy on exactly what happened.
I must give Siobhan a ring.
But I gather Robert Snell had to physically intervene.
I want a blow-by-blow account.
So is the Mikado still happening?
Oh, heavens, yes. Not going to call it off at this stage.
Yeah, but will Linda ever forgive Siobhan?
And there's Siobhan worrying that she's never going to fit into village life. She'll be awarded heroine of Ambridge status now.
Well, we shall see. Anyway, darling, how are you managing?
Me? Oh, fine. I've really been enjoying it, actually, standing in for Beverly.
But she'll be back next week, won't she?
Hope so. We don't know yet.
Anyway, we'd better get back, Nigel.
Yes, OK.
There are still a few loose ends I need to tidy up for Monday.
I thought everything was arranged. Julia and Lewis will have the children when you first go
in. I wasn't talking about the hospital. That's all taken care of. No, there are two more conferences next week, and I need to check the arrangements.
Well, don't overdo things.
Is that Alistair?
Yes, he said he'd drop by.
I must have a quick word with
him. Darling!
We'll pick Lily and Freddie up by 6, don't worry. And thanks, Mum. What would we do without you?
Alistair's come to talk to David now. Don't think
I'll see you outside in 5 minutes, Nigel, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Bye, Mum.
Oh, my goodness.
She's been like this all week.
She's supposed to be taking things easy.
I know, but you try telling her.
Meant to be winding down, getting herself into a nice, relaxed frame of mind.
She obviously doesn't want to even think about the operation.
Well, I suppose that's one way of coping with it.
Well, I wish she would talk about it, but she's determined to ignore the whole business and just pretend it isn't happening.
David? David?
Oh, hi, sorry. It's miles away.
Oh, I never realised silage could be so enthralling.
No, I wasn't. I was thinking about something else. What are you doing here?
Well, I said I'd let you know how the blood test panned out.
Oh, you've got the results, have you?
Yes. And, well, it's as we thought.
What?
Well, nothing disastrous, but they're showing low energy levels on all the key indicators.
So it is the silage?
Yeah, there may be other things. I mean, I haven't got the results of the IBR and BVD tests yet.
But,
well, if I was you, I'd start feeding a kilo or so of rolled barley to your high yielders.
Alan's coming back on Wednesday.
I know.
He'll probably have his own ideas about what we should do.
But as an interim measure, you might as well start... Morning, Elizabeth.
What are you doing here?
Well, I was just passing, thought I'd drop in.
Why?
He did some blood tests on the cows, which show that they're a little bit short of essential nutrients. Okay?
So, what do we do about it?
Well, we were just discussing that.
We give them some extra rations.
So does this mean... I mean, this great scheme of Dad's for keeping them out
all
this time...
That's got nothing to do with it.
So why are they short of essential nutrients?
The silage.
Silage?
It's been a bad year.
I thought you were supposed to be king of the silage makers.
You really know how to make a chap feel good about himself, don't you?
I'm not getting it here.
Oh, really?
Lizzie?
Nigel, how very nice to see you.
Oh, thank you.
Morning.
Hi, Alistair.
And isn't it a lovely morning?
Yes. Yes, it's very pleasant. So, Lizzie, are you ready?
Just coming. So when's the consultant coming back?
You don't give up, do you?
I'm interested.
We're doing the best we can, honestly.
I know you are. I just like to be kept informed, that's all.
Oh, come along, Lizzie.
Alan will be back on Wednesday.
Wednesday, right. Well, good luck.
Oh, cheers.
See you soon.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, Nigel. Sometimes I have this overwhelming urge to strangle my sister.
I know.
Only Mum keeps saying that we mustn't be too hard on her because she's going to hospital next week.
That is still happening, isn't it?
As far as I know.
So why should she care about what day Alan's coming?
It's a mystery, isn't it?
Oh, well, I'd better get on.
All right. Oh, by the way.
What?
If you ever decide that you've had enough of being a vet, I hear you have a great future as a children's entertainer.
Oh, never again.
Pip has not stopped going on about how brilliant Daniel's party was.
Yeah, well, I'm glad she enjoyed it, but I was a complete wreck by the end.
And she's insisting that for her next party she wants Uncle Alistair.
Oh, no! Mm-hmm.
Daddy is simply not good enough anymore.
Yeah, well, Daniel had a great time, and I was glad I'd done it, but I think I'll stick to being a vet, thank you.
Is this the one you told me about? At the Diwali party?
That's right. Her brother Shiv brought him along. And it was quite obvious he was matchmaking.
Thought that was Auntie Sachi's doing.
Her as well. Who she reckons it's a family conspiracy.
Oh, look at Freddy!
I know. He's going to be walking soon.
No, Josh, don't push him like that. There's a good boy.
They're keen to get him married, aren't they?
Oh, so it would seem.
He just wanted to settle down and marry a suitable boy.
Well, obviously.
Like families the world over.
Anyway, he seemed like a nice enough bloke, this Ashok. So she went out with him.
And how did it go?
Fine. She said she had a really nice time.
But now she's met someone else.
The barrister who defended Tom at his trial.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently she fancied him rotten at the time, but, you know, had to be professional about the whole thing.
But what about after the trial was over?
He said thank you very much and went back to his chambers. I don't think Usha quite had the nerve to make the first move.
He's never struck me as a shrinking violet.
She isn't. But, well, you know, businessman Richard.
Yes, of course.
Didn't do a lot for her self-esteem. I think that's why she submitted to this whole idea of the family finding someone for her.
So now she's got a dilemma.
Well, I don't think it's a dilemma yet. I think she's rather relishing all the attention at the moment. But if this date with the barrister goes well...
I think this is about ready.
Oh, shall I put the twins in the chairs?
Can you manage?
Of course I can.
He's so big.
Yeah. Come on, Lily. Mm. Oh, yes, you are getting to be a big girl, aren't you?
The bibs are on the side there.
Right. Feet out front. Good girl.
I wasn't expecting to have him this week.
No, strange, isn't it? The week before I went into hospital, I just didn't want to let Pip and Josh out of my sight.
I just think it's her way of coping. Throwing herself into work and pretending the operation's not going to happen.
He's probably right. Not quite how she can manage it.
I can't understand it.
Come on now, Freddie, your turn. No, you stay there a minute, Josh. Let's get these two settled first.
Oh, I forgot to say thank you for the wonderful anniversary card.
Oh, you liked it, did you?
It was even more spectacular than Daniel's birthday card.
Oh, good. There's a good boy. I know David enjoyed giving the kids a hand. He's been so down lately, poor thing, because of this wretched business with the herd.
I know.
I think it cheered him up to get going with the glitter and glue.
I can imagine.
Mind you, I don't think the sitting room carpet will ever recover. Oh, talk of the devil.
What?
We were just discussing you.
I was just telling Ruth how much I admired your anniversary card.
Oh, right. No, well, the kids did most of it. Didn't you, Josh, eh? In between pouring glitter over Daddy's hair, is what you thought was fun, didn't you?
That should be about 20 minutes. I thought we'd get the children fed and watered first. There you are, Lily. Now, where's your spoon?
What did Alistair have to say?
Oh, He had the results of the blood tests, and it's as Alan thought. Cows are a bit low on energy.
Well, that's easily remedied.
I suppose so.
And here's yours, Freddy.
Alistair suggests we start straight in with a bit of rolled barley.
Good idea.
Shall we hear what Alan recommends?
By the way, have you two heard about this nude calendar?
What?
Audrey Antrobus told me about it. It's a scheme that Janet and Tim have cooked up to raise funds for the Borsetshire Stress Line.
A nude calendar?
Yeah.
You mean like that one the WI did?
Rilston, yes. Only with men.
Men?
They're looking for volunteers.
You mean the vicar and the doctor are going to go out and photograph the local beef cake?
Not personally. They'll get a photographer.
And when you say volunteers...
I was thinking you should do it, David.
What?
No, that's a good idea.
No way.
Why not?
Well, it's a good cause.
I don't care how good the cause is.
And you look lovely without your clothes on.
You are joking, aren't you?
No, I'm perfectly serious.
So am I.
Well, I can only conclude that you've both entirely lost your reason.
So how are you getting on?
Fine. Lucky I rang to confirm about the Wednesday lot.
The publishers?
It's down in the book as 14 delegates, but now they're saying it's 17.
That's all right, isn't it?
Oh, they're not going to fit in the small conference room.
We've had 20 in there before now.
Yes, but it's pretty uncomfortable, isn't it? And they've been very good clients, haven't they?
Yes.
I think we should put them in the front.
But we've got the NHS lot in there.
Not till Thursday.
Then all the furniture will have to be rearranged.
So, that's easily done.
Why don't you leave it to Beverly to decide?
I'm worried about what's going to happen if she's not back.
Well, don't. You've got quite enough on your plate without fretting about the wretched conferences.
Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, darling, I know you're trying not to think about it, but the fact is...
Oh, I rang Siobhan, by the way, to get her version of last night's showdown.
Lizzie.
She was remarkably cool about the whole thing. Couldn't understand what all the fuss was about. And she has a point. If people stood up to Linda a bit more, she wouldn't be such a pain.
Lizzie, please.
Oh, and she told me about this brilliant idea of Tim's. He's going to do this calendar. It's a charity thing. And he's looking for 12 men prepared to pose in the nude.
What?
One for each month.
Well, don't look at me.
Why not? Hello, Lair Loxley Hall. Oh, hello. Oh, dear, you poor thing. No, don't worry. You sound awful. Have you seen Dr. Hathaway? And what did he say? Oh. It's not a problem. No, really, don't worry. All right. Thanks for letting us know. Bye. That was Beverly.
Yes?
She's still very poorly and is going to be off for at least another week.
Oh, dear. Oh, well. We'll manage somehow.
Actually, Nigel, I've been thinking and... Well, this has finally made up my mind for me.
About what?
I've decided to postpone the operation next week.
What?
Well, I'll have it eventually, of course.
But, Lizzie, you can't. It's a serious operation.
But now is simply not a good time. I've made up my mind. I'm calling it off.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor and the editor is Vanessa Whippan.